So my biggest question is, why didn't the original operator call it in that he got spit on? Because that's considered an assault. Did he say anything about that more in detail?
Well, the operator that got on my bus, he was just staying at the bus stop. He wasn't on the clock yet, and I think he just I got spit on. I go, did it with a guy, black shirt, black pants, and VHS tapes? And he said, yeah, so I don't think he's had time to call it in, or I don't know. I can't answer for him.
Okay, I was just trying to get a feel for the conversation. Okay, so is this a white guy or a black guy?
He's dark-skinned. He's not African-American, but he is dark-skinned, dark hair, black t-shirt, black pants, jeans, and black shoes, if I remember right. So that's the best description I can give you.
And how is he carrying VHS tapes, and how many of them are there?
I think he has a torn plastic grocery bag, and probably about six or seven of them, from my recollection.
Okay, and the operator who got spit on, did he tell you, is he still with you at all? Is he on the bus?
No, he got off already. He's relieving a 15, let me see, was it a 15? Yeah, 15 going westbound, I believe.
Okay, do you know him by name?
No, I really don't. He's been working here about 4 years, so I think he's doing a 15 that turns into a 12 later tonight. That's all we got from him today.
All right, copy that. Yeah, this is just one of those sticky situations, you know. Without a victim, there's no crime. So, I mean, I could tell police all about it, but if I don't have anyone there to report the crime, you know, who was the victim, then there's nothing they can do. So just for future reference, you know, if anything like this happens again, an operator states that he was spit on or hit or whatever, you know, even if they haven't had a chance to call in, we need to get that called in right away so we can prosecute these individuals that are doing this stuff.
Yeah, copy that. I was not, when I picked him up, he just kind of told me off the cuff, and I thought at the time maybe he was joking, but then when I asked him later, is that guy really, is that the guy? And he goes, yeah, I think so. And anyways, yeah, I understand that. I wanted to warn any drivers not to pick him up if he's hanging out there at Powell in the 82nd.
All right, copy that. Well, thanks for calling it in, and I will put out a text message for everyone just to be cautious of the guy.